I'm Pedro, Pedro Silva, and today we are going to look at how we can make Collabora Online yours, and how those customizations can actually lead into new features while going through some cool new features. Why not? So we start over with these different themes and different aspects that Collabora Online can have. But not only we can have these different faces, but we can also have different buttons. If you have a different button that you'd like to have, or maybe you are hacking on something and you want to have it in form of a button that triggers something, you can do that. And we'll show later how. But spoiler alert, you know, we have an XML file that you can customize it. We have a post message API that you can actually use that to hack directly onto the interface and beyond. And third of all, we also have some kind of cool variables that go through some invisible input field that then customize it. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff that you can just hack around. And by the way, language tool, as described by Michael Meeks, thanks to Adfinis, and we got this cool integration. File properties, another improved and now native functionality. You see here on this tab, there's plenty of space. You might want to add a button here. Why not? It's a good candidate to do that. Sparklines, accessibility check. We go through these new features, you know, how we can create diagrams, and you will soon start to feel that, okay, this is fitting my workflow, but maybe I want to go a step further. You know, by the way, we can even do this crazy stuff. Isn't it crazy on the browser? I don't know. I think it's crazy. Oh, and while doing this, you know, we got a lot of performance wins left and right, which is, you know, it's cool and all, but what about new features? What about upcoming features? So, you know, we work with LibreOffice technology around in a group with friends, and this means not only the people that are here, but even other people, you know, like for instance, in this case, Nextcloud, and we are just doing something that can start with online, then forces us to go to the core, to the LibreOffice kit, and in the process, we are improving both sides. So that's interesting. For instance, this is an example with form controls. As Miklos described, content controls, right? Repair document, some other improvements, but how do we make it, how we customize it? That's the question. So as I hinted before, we can do that via XML, and there is a lot of variables that you can just turn on, turn off. We even saw it earlier with Pranam's talk, one of those examples. But you can set the what's going to be the default UI mode. If you want to go a little bit further, you can hack what will be those key colors that we can see. And you see here the input values that we can pass. Or why not hack it directly into it? Maybe you have a different, you know, your native language is not English, and you might want to test it on that. You know, maybe you don't know, but you can add, you know, at the end of your URL, you can add this end lang, and for instance, some different language directional layout, and you can test that, and maybe even help us, you know, translate. Why not? You can just go to the web late and just start to contribute. And you see, all those things you are making that yours because it's answering your problem, but at the same time, you are helping everyone else. So I think that's the key here. Or inserting a new custom button. For instance, insert button is just one of the options that you can use and abuse with the PostMessage API. So if you go to sdk.collaboraonline.com/docs/postmessageapi, you will see all these listed in a table with examples, so you can just hack it. You know, and have fun with it. You know, even if it doesn't work out of the box, Even if you are trying to hack something and it breaks, it's okay. You know, you can always keep in touch. You can go to Kola/IO, and there is there, you know, our IRC, our Matrix, Telegram, all these things. You can report bugs, you know, and maybe push a PR, you know, and you will find out that maybe your PR will lead to learn more about LibreOffice technology, LibreOffice Kit, and suddenly you already have two PRs, both on Collabora Online and on Garrett on LibreOffice. So hopefully it's what it will happen. You know, and while doing that, you have 3 minutes, questions, yes? And while you are doing that, you will be able to experiment the crazy new features, the bleeding edge that still no one knows about it because you build it. So, you know, maybe you can already see what is happening there, what's the new features, new integrations is coming. Hint on citations, but many more things, yeah? So I hope you take that at heart and give it a go. And, you know, join the team. Thanks.
Any questions? We've got some 2.5 minutes.
Thank you. Thank you. I use Collabora on my Nextcloud. Can I do all this on my Nextcloud?
Yes. Why
is
not?
It?
Yes. If you have your build environment, you can hack all these things and have it. Now, if you have a production environment, that's probably what you are hitting at, okay, then you can still do some of these customizations just by simply hacking on the coolwsd.xml. That it should be under ATC directory, and you should find there, coolwsd.xml. And you can, for instance, set up the default UI, what will be the default UI that will appear. You know, if you want to use the integrator's theme or not, for instance, if you are using Nextcloud, Nextcloud has its own theme, so you can hack all these things. What's the default language? Maybe you have like 3 or 4 languages there as a list, and maybe you don't need. Maybe you just use like maybe 2, Portuguese or English or something, and both, too, and you can remove the others, and it will maybe use less resources. So, you know, there is a lot of things you can hack.
Will do. Thank you.
30 seconds, one very quick question and answer. If not, go for the Matrix chat. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.